It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
The 1, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3, top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
For the first time in 2024 from Maimonides Park on Coney Island in Brooklyn, New York, you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network. Hey everyone, so great to be back with you alongside Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. We're here. We finally made it. It's the 2024 home opener for the Brooklyn Cyclones, and we're so excited to have you along for the ride. This isn't game number one. It's game number four on the season for the Cyclones, who were down in Wilmington, Delaware over the weekend. Of course, if you tuned in over the course of the weekend, you heard Justin narrate three games, and unfortunately for the Cyclones, three losses. But Gilbert Gomez's crew ready to put that, let's call it, half series behind them and go full steam ahead now as they open up their 2024 home slate. Justin, it's great to be back. Here we are. It feels like this winter dragged on well too long. I know we've been itching to get back after it, even when we got the roster, a lot of exciting names up and down. And we'll call this past weekend the appetizer, even though the games count all the same. But it's always nice to be back in the friendly confines, and it's no different here today in the home opener.
Absolutely. It's such a wonderful joy to be back here on Coney Island, be back here at Maimonides Park, not only with all the Cyclone fans, all the Met fans who have made their way out of the ballpark, not only our co-workers, but especially you yourself, Johnny. It's nice to have the team back together again. It was getting a little lonely down there in Delaware the last couple of days, but it's exciting. A lot of familiar faces, not only in terms of our staff, but on the player side of things as well. Pretty much a brand new coaching staff this year for the Cyclones, but what they lack in age and experience, they make up for in expertise and enthusiasm, and they've been such a joy to be around. I know the players really love them, and it's just going to be a great group to be around, not only for us, but for the fans throughout the course of this summer, and looking forward to seeing everybody out here on Coney Island and getting a chance to experience the future of Mets baseball.
Well, the feeling is most certainly mutual as the Cyclones about to take the field for the first time in 2024. Our public address announcer, Rick Rossetto, setting the scene, reading off the full rosters. He just did it for the visiting tourists who are lined up down the third baseline. And now the Cyclones athletic training staff, all the coaches, and eventually the players will line down that first baseline. Let's talk this weekend, though, Justin, because three games, Cyclones still with the donut in the win column. Now, that is not to say that there were not some encouraging signs over the course of the weekend, particularly on the starting pitching front. You look at Sunday's game, Calvin Ziegler was about as solid as he possibly could have been. Struck out 9 Blue Rock batters over 4 innings. 8 of those 9 came consecutively. He was dazzling really right from the jump. And then even Saturday, you rewind to Saturday, Felipe De La Cruz, a very similar outing. 4 innings, no runs. Brooklyn ends up losing both of them in walk-off fashion, but these were not blowouts. These were games where the Cyclones were right there, and Justin, you know better than anyone else who was there and had a front row seat to it, just felt like more often than not couldn't get that big hit over the course of the weekend.
Yeah, no, the Cyclones offense, very patient. They walked seven or more times in each of the first two games of the season, so the opportunities were plentiful, just couldn't quite find a way to cash in. But for many of the players, they're playing in some of the coldest games they've ever played in their life over the course of this past weekend, so getting used to the environment, get used to the weather, and now getting a chance to play with some last licks here at home. They play to their benefit here, not only this week, but throughout the rest of the season.
Yeah, it always feels like early on in the season, we kind of got to give ourselves that reminder, right? Yeah, some of these guys, this is the coldest climates they'll have played in during the course of the entirety of their baseball career. Definitely something that bears mentioning, particularly in the first couple months or so of the season. So now here we are. We fast forward to today, the 2024 home opener. And boy, do we have a good pitching matchup on tap for all of you this evening, particularly from a Cyclone standpoint. Brandon Sproat, Mets second-round pick from a year ago, didn't toe the slab at all in 2023 after he heard his name called. That was only because his Florida Gators went all the way to the College World Series championship, up over 100 innings, so they figured, okay, no reason to push it. So Sproat, a full offseason, a full spring training, and he is ready to rock and roll, Brandon is, to open up this 2024 home slate. The top Mets prospect, number four in the pitching department as far as the arms in the Mets farm system. Flip side for Asheville, similar narrative. Jake Bloss, number 11 in their farm system. Again, someone who heard his name called a year ago. Not a ton of innings under the belt professionally, but Astros fans are very excited to see what the future holds. For he wears number 37 today in his gray Asheville jersey. We're just getting going here on the Cyclones pregame show. We will step aside as lineups continue to get introduced. When we come back, we'll hear from the head man, first-year manager Gilbert Gomez, ahead of his 2024 Maimonides Park managerial debut. All that and more starting lineups leading up to the big first pitch from Coney Island. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Continuing along here on the Cyclones pregame show, Johnny Gadamowicz joined now by Clone skipper Gilbert Gomez. Skip, thanks as always for the time. Really appreciate it. First three games, obviously, you guys don't grab the results you want, but what were some of kind of your overarching takeaways for better or worse down in Wilmington?
No, definitely. You know, first of all, thank you for having me. You know, the fact that we played clean baseball over the first three games, if I'm not mistaken, we didn't make any errors and we pitched pretty good ball games, in my opinion, especially the last one, 1-0, 18 punches, only two intentional walks. And we were able to get guys on traffic. We just couldn't get the big hit going. Definitely the situational hitting was not there, but we think it's going to be there at some point. But the fact that we were able to get on base, 10 walks on Saturday drawn, offensively wise, we're putting ourselves in good position to succeed. It's just continue to trust the process.
You mentioned the pitching. The starting pitching in particular was exquisite, with Felipe on Saturday and obviously Calvin doing his thing on Sunday. What did you see from those two guys, particularly for first start of the year, to be able to silence bats in the way that they did?
No, it was awesome. You know, it was a continuation of the stuff that they were working on in spring training. The stuff is there. Even with Noah, even though he didn't have the best start in terms of results, we liked the way that he competed. You know, it was probably, you know, coming from spring training the first time that you're out there with the cold. I know that it's right. Shocking for some people, but we like the stuff that he was showing and the poise that he showed. You know, we able to bounce back, give us 3 2/3, but definitely Felipe and Calvin were lights out, you know, on the pitch limitations that they have. Four innings, especially Sigurd with the four perfect innings, and Felipe were able to induce weak contact, but really exciting about our pitching and looking forward to continue to see that with Sproat today.
All right, let's flip sides now. Offensively speaking, Stanley had a heck of a series, couple multi-hit games in there as well. I know you mentioned you guys had trouble getting the big hit, but as far as the individual performances go, and Stanley in particular, what were some of your takeaways there?
No, it's the same thing that we're used to see from Stanley, hard hit balls, you know, being able to induce damage whenever he gets his pitch, and that's the main focus for him, is making sure that he's locked in and swinging that pitch that he can do damage with. Same thing with Lugo. He also had a really good series. I think he had on base four times in Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. But it's you know, those guys, they were here last year, so they know what to expect. And we count on them to kind of like lead the pack in terms of like how to prepare and how to go about their business.
Let's fast forward now. Today, obviously, Tuesday, start of a six-game set, but maybe most importantly, the home opener. For you personally, what sort of emotions does that bring about when you guys take the field today, your first year as the skipper here in Brooklyn?
Definitely exciting. It's always good to be out there and perform in front of your home fans. A rich tradition of baseball like Brooklyn has, it's always good to be out there and experience it for the first time. And I know the guys are looking forward to it as well. Hopefully, you know, that process of us preparing the right way, we will lead us to get the first victory of the year.
You got Brandon Sproat toeing the slab. Obviously, this is somebody drafted a year ago, didn't pitch professionally last year because of how deep Florida went in the College World Series. I'm sure it's been a long time coming for him, for a day like today to come. What are his feelings, and how have you seen him sort of mentally gear up to get ready for today?
He's in the right place. He's in the right place, right spot. He obviously used to pitching in big games, so, you know, opening night at home is nothing new for him. Just looking forward to see him out there, see him compete, see him, you know, the show off the stuff that he possesses, and looking forward to see that power arm on the mound today.
Totally. And you get an Asheville squad, obviously, a Houston affiliate, a lot of talent looking up and down their roster as well. What sort of stands out from a tourist standpoint when you've peeked at what they bring to the table?
Well, they're coming from a hot series. They're swinging the bats really well. I think they scored over 10, if I'm not mistaken, on the last game. So they're coming in feeling really good about themselves. But again, it's a new series, new game. Start something good for us. We just have to come out and make sure that we put pressure on them early and you know, control the stuff that we can control.
Awesome. Last one for you, Gomi. I mean, today outside, beautiful. You get, I think it might hit 70, and it, certainly, hopefully, the wind not too bad. But how nice is that to have to sort of fall back on that? Okay, Tuesday night, April, you don't necessarily have to deal with those frigid temperatures right off the jump.
Yeah, definitely a big contrast from what we saw in Wilmington on the first day. But, you know, regardless of the weather, it's always good to be out there first time against your home fans. And you know, whether it's hot or cold or whatever the case may be, we're going to be ready to play.
All right, Coach, thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, that's Cyclones manager Gilbert Gomez. We'll have more on the Cyclones pregame show coming up after a short break.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Welcome back to Maimonides Park. Johnny Gadamowitz on hand with you before we get you on your way with Justin for the first pitch. It is Brooklyn. It is Asheville. It is the 2024 home opener. As they say, the vibes are very high here on Coney Island as the Cyclones are ready to ring in the new year in front of their home crowd. Now it's time to meet tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll do the visiting tourists. 2-1 on the season. Just 1-2-3. Against the Winston-Salem Dash in their inaugural series. Their skipper, Nate Shaver, in his fourth season at the helm as the tourist manager. He'll go with these nine this evening. Tyler Whitaker leads off and plays center field. Asheville has a couple guys who had just monster series against the Dash, and their 2-3 hitters are two of them. Bryce Matthews, the shortstop, and Luis Baez, the right fielder. Two top five Astros prospects who are swinging a hot stick right now, to say the least. More on that later. Cam Fisher cleans up. He plays left. He's the lone lefty bat in this Asheville starting lineup tonight. Colin Price, the first baseman, is in the five hole, followed by John Garcia. He does the catching and bats sixth. Pascanel Ferreras at the hot corner, bats seventh, followed by Garrett Guillemot, the designated hitter in the eighth spot, and Ryan Johnson rounding out the nine for the tourists. We told you earlier, but in case you're just joining us, we'll remind you as well, Jake Bloss, the right-hander, making the start tonight for Asheville. Only 18 innings and change in action a year ago for him after hearing his name called in the draft. Now for the home Cyclones, 0-3, trying to grab that first win. Here's Gilbert Gomez's 9 that will try to do just that and give Gomi what would be his first managerial win with High A Brooklyn. Karel Paz leads off and plays left field. Omar De Los Santos, the speedy right fielder, is bumped up to the 2 spot. Ryan Clifford bumped down a couple of spots. We saw him lead off in the first series of the year down in Wilmington. Today he bats third and plays first base. William Lugo had himself a productive 3 games against the Blue Rocks. He's the shortstop batting cleanup. Then Stanley Consuegra, who had maybe the best series out of any Brooklyn bat, he bats 5th and plays center field. Junior Tillian bats 6th and plays 3rd. Mateo Gil, after him, the designated hitter, hitting 7th. Christian Bregent's turn to do the catching duties today. He's in the 8th spot. And Kevin Villavicencio rounds out the Brooklyn 9, playing 2nd base and in the 9 hole. Starting pitcher today for the Cyclones, and is none other than the right-hander, Brandon Sproat. The numbers for Sproat at Florida a year ago were impressive. An 8-3 overall record, 106 and a third innings pitch, and again, a lot of that due to that deep postseason run. The ERA may be a tick higher than you might expect, 4.66, but 134 strikeouts and an 8-3 record. Rick Rosetto about to introduce the Cyclones as they emerge from the first base dugout on the right-hand side, wearing all whites, white tops, white bottoms, red numbers, red letters, navy blue caps. Everybody taking their spots. Brandon Sproat, the first one out. Cool, calm, collected. A slow trot out to the mound where he and Christian Pregent will be the battery mate in Sproat's pro ball debut here in the home opener. With that, I'll pass the baton off to Justin Rock to get us started. Brooklyn and Asheville on a Tuesday night in early April.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Always good to hear the voice of Cyclones legend Keith Ratt here on the Cyclones radio network alongside Johnny Gadamowitz. I'm Justin Rock. The 2024 season for the Brooklyn Cyclones on Coney Island about to get underway. Brandon Sproat getting ready to make his professional debut here tonight. 6'3", 215 pounds, 23 years old. From Pace, Florida, was the Mets' second-round pick last year out of the University of Florida. The Mets' number 11 prospect entering the season by Baseball America, number 13, according to MLB.com. And Sproat, a guy who has been drafted 3 times in his previous career, had an excellent season last year in the SEC for Florida, 19 starts, an 8-3 record, a 4.66 ERA, All-SEC second team a season ago, and was 7th among all Division I pitchers with 134 strikeouts. And Met fans have been eagerly awaiting his debut. And Johnny, tonight, here it comes.
And it's been a long time coming, Justin. I mean, you think about to hear your name called last summer and then have to go all fall, all winter, and really be limited to exclusively just workouts and kind of ramping up and getting ready. I'm sure there has to be, we'll call it a little bit of nerves and jitters, but this is a moment that Sproat has been ready for.
Sproat is ready. Tyler Whitaker is ready. The windup, our first pitch of the home season, a bit high with a fastball, and we are underway at 7:03 Eastern Time. Tyler Whitaker will lead things off. Was 1-for-4 with a couple of RBIs for Asheville on Sunday, and he's out in front of one of Brandon Sproat's, if not the best pitch for Brandon Sproat, that changeup. And the count evens at a ball and a strike. Whitaker was 3-for-9 in that opening series. And the 1-1 is a wave and a miss. Looked like another off-speed pitch from Brandon. And he's quickly in the driver's seat. 1 ball and 2 strikes. A little bit warmer here for opening day on Coney Island than what we had about a year ago today. The 1-2 pitch, a fastball up and away, and it's even 2 balls and 2 strikes. But right now on Coney Island, 61 degrees. We'll feel right at about that as well. It was in around the 40s last year on opening day. The 2-2, and a foul ball off the end of the bat of Whitaker. And the count remains even Two balls and two strikes. Good job by the leadoff man, Whitaker, forcing Sproat to throw a bevy of pitches here to start.
Yeah, Sproat will go four-seam, slider, curve, and change, and he can use all of them rather efficiently.
The 2-2, and that bounces in there to the catcher, Christian Pregent. And Whitaker has run the count full at 3-2. Whitaker joined Asheville at the tail end of last year, actually played a bunch of games against Brooklyn in Asheville late last August. The payoff pitch and a fastball at the letters. Strike three called. Welcome to Coney Island, Brandon Sproat. One batter, one out, one strikeout. Welcome to Pro Bowl.
Well, what do we say? Long time coming. All those nerves, the late nights waiting for today to come. Can't get out to much of a better start than that one right there for Sproat. Just froze Whitaker.
He's got an outstanding arsenal as Bryce Matthews, the Astros' first-round pick from last summer, steps in. And the slider from Sproat misses outside for ball one. Matthews, the number 28 overall pick last year out of Nebraska. The Astros' number 4 prospect consensus, as Johnny said in the pregame show. The 1-0, and there is a fastball to Matthews for a called strike. And the count even at 1-1. Matthews, 2-for-5 on Sunday. A double and an RBI, 4-for-12 in that opening series, drove in 3. The 1-1, the off-speed down and away. 2 balls and a strike. Take a look at the Cyclones defensively here on opening day. Left to right in the outfield, Karel Paz, Stanley Consuegra, and Omar De Los Santos, who makes his first start of the year in right. The 2-1, and that at the letters for a called strike. Fooled Matthews there, and it's even 2-2. Third to first around the infield, Junior Tillian, William Lugo. Kevin Villavicencio makes his first start of the year at second. Now Ryan Clifford, his first start of the year at first, the 2-2. And Sproat may have overthrown that fastball. And Matthews runs it full. Christian Pregent is part of the same draft class as Sproat, doing the catching behind the plate. Lights out, flickered on here at the stadium. No real effect just yet. Sproat straddles the mound, the payoff pitch. And a check swing for Matthews. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. And Bryce Matthews is aboard with a one-out walk, and Asheville has the game's first base run. Matthews, excellent speed. Became the first player in Nebraska history last year to have a 2020 season, 20 homers and 20 steals. So Sproat and the Cyclones need to keep an eye on him over at first base. And now one of the more intriguing prospects in the league, Luis Baez. And he takes downstairs a change. And the count 1-0. Baez, one of the youngest players in the league. As a matter of fact, he is the 12th youngest in the league here to start the season. Was 3-for-5, hit his second homer of the year on Sunday. A throw back to first low, and a good job by Clifford to turn into a hockey goalie. Blocked it with the chest, and Matthews dives in safely. Windy day, though, here on Coney Island. You mentioned the temperature. Balmy for this time of year in the low 60s. Sproat from the stretch, the 1-0. And a breaking ball outside. It's 2 balls and no strikes. A wind gusts not 9 to 10 miles an hour, but not great for Johnny and I because the wind blowing straight in off the Atlantic Ocean. American flag in straightaway center almost pointed right at us. Runner goes, the 2-0, and Baez a high fly ball. Left-hand side, Tillian and Lugo there. Also over is Paz, and this will be about 6 rows back into the seats. And a fan was in a perfect position to make the play. He was the only guy there. It landed right by him, and it bounced in front of him and went over his head and into the loading dock.
That's what we call unlucky.
I was going to say, trial by fire for that fan to start the 2024 season. And was right at him and couldn't quite be able to make the play. So 2-1 on Baez. Righty batter with an open stance. The 2-1. And a nice curveball that time from Sproat. Snaps in there for a strike, and the count evens at 2. Baez, 6-for-14 in that opening series, 2 homers and 6 RBIs. Turned 20 years old back in January. Youngest player on this roster. The 2-2. And a changeup low. And the count full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. And Johnny Sproat's run full on each of the first three batters he's faced here tonight.
Yeah, these Asheville hitters aren't doing him any favors. I'm not sure we've seen a swing and a miss yet at a pitch outside the zone.
Matthews takes his lead at first base. See if he goes on the payoff. And he throws over. Good tag by Clifford. But Matthews able to get a paw in there ahead of it.
Not a bad pickoff move at all by Mr. Sproat.
Not in the slightest. The payoff runner does go, and the pitch is high for ball four. So after the leadoff strikeout of Tyler Whitaker, back-to-back walks to Matthews and Baez, and the tourists in business with one out in the first inning. And Sproat's pitch count already up just shy of 20.
Yeah, that's one of the areas that you can nitpick a little bit when you look at Brandon Sproat's 2023 campaign with the Florida Gators. 48 walks. And again, a lot of that is because he was up over 100 innings just from a pure sample size standpoint. But sometimes ran into some control issues here and there.
Did have over 4 walks per 9 last year for the Gators. As a lefty swinging Cam Fisher steps up. And he takes low for ball one.
And again, it does bear mentioning, Justin. You hate to beat a dead horse, but for this guy, Sproat first start professionally in a game that really counts in months, there's got to be some nerves that come with that.
Fisher from the left-hand side of the plate stands upright. And Brandon again misses high in the count, 2 balls and no strikes. And sort of follow along the line with you, Johnny, and talk about you don't want to beat a dead horse and you don't want to talk about cliches too much. But as we mentioned in the in-stadium pregame show, and as we mentioned on the pregame show here on the radio and TV side, it's probably the coldest game Brandon Sproat's ever played in his life tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The 2-0. Swing and a miss. Took something off. And Fisher behind, rather Fisher ahead, 2 balls and a strike. But Sproat out of Pace High School in Florida from the Sunshine State, attended the University of Florida, went to spring training in his home state of Florida. 2-1. And Fisher tied up on the offering high and tight. And a good job by Sproat to run it even 2-2. But that is something Brandon has had to adjust to, and it's not like when I was talking with DeAndre Smith last week. I said, well, I played some cold games in the Pac-12 in Washington State and Oregon State. Places in the Pacific Northwest. You're not getting a whole lot of that in the SEC. The 2-2. Anthony, strike three called. Oh, he froze. Fisher looked like he might have pulled the string on the change again. Second strikeout in the inning for Sproat and a big out number two. And that K brought to you by BK FC, the Brooklyn Football Club, is bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Not too long from now, Cyclones won't be the only team calling Maimonides Park home. It'll be John Garcia to step to the plate. That is Colin Price. And Price out in front of the off-speed. It's 0-1.
One thing that Sproat has shown us that I've been impressed with early here, Justin, is just having a short memory, right? You put a couple guys on, situation that doesn't really lend itself in your favor, and the ability to go get a big strikeout, and now ahead here with 2 outs, but it looks like he'll step off.
Now, Sproat, with that pitch count up, there is action in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, not because he's pitching poorly, but trying to protect that gifted right arm. Yordani Ventura, a long man in Brooklyn's bullpen, is getting ready in case this inning extends any further. The 0-1. And that fastball outside, it's even. Price, 2-for-3 on Sunday in his first homer of the year, drove in 3. Was 3-for-11 in that opening series with 4 RBI. Did not play in the meeting between these two clubs last year. Landed on the IL for the remainder of the season on the 19th of July. Matthews at second, Baez at first with 2 out, no score. And a pitch clock violation going to be called against Brandon Sproat. And so the count moves to 2-1. You have to wonder if Sproat can't get Price here. This might be his last batter of the ballgame because of the pitch count. The 2-1. There's a called strike on the black. And Sproat's runner even, 2-2, and now a pitch away from getting out of trouble. Wind still whipping in off the ocean. Runners take their lead. Sproat, back leg bent, front leg straight, the 2-2, and he got him. Struck him out on the curveball. Sproat strikes out three and strands a pair in his first full inning as a professional ball player. No runs, no hits, two left. At the end of a half an inning, it is Asheville nothing for the first time in 24 here at home. Here come the Cyclones on the Bally Live app and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
We have no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. There's spirit in this bottle.
Terrell Paz leading off for the Cyclones as we head to the bottom of the first inning, and the first pitch of the night from right-hander Jake Bloss is across for a strike, and the count is 0-1. Paz, De Los Santos, Clifford, the top third of this Brooklyn order. And the 0-1 from Bloss bounces in, and it's one ball and one strike. Bloss, 6'3", 223 pounds. 22 years old from Greensboro, North Carolina. Roddy deals, and Paz fouls it back and out of play. And the count of ball and two strikes. Paz played just once during the opening series. That on Saturday, reached base three times, a double, and a couple of walks. Spent last year at single-A St. Lucie. 61 games, hit .261. 759 OPS with four homers and 32 RBIs. The 1-2 pitch, and Paz grabs a piece on its way by. And remains alive with a one ball and two strike count. Loss working from the first base side of the rubber. Now the wind. Deliberate, the 1-2, and Paz fouls it off the mid of the catcher, Garcia. And it remains a ball and two strikes. Bloss, selected by the Astros last year. Third-round pick, number 99 overall, out of Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. Highest-drafted player in Georgetown baseball history. Here's the 1-2, and Paz a ground ball up the middle. But stationed well is Matthews, and he'll make the easy play on a first for the opening out of the ball game. Let's take a look at the Tourists defensively here in the bottom of the first inning. Left to right in the outfield, Cam Fisher, Tyler Whitaker, and Luis Baez. Third to first around the infield, Pascanel Ferreras, Bryce Matthews, Ryan Johnson, and Colin Price, with John Garcia doing the catching behind the plate. First pitch to De Los Santos taken high. And the count 1-0. Omar, 0-3 on Sunday. Stole a couple of bases. Walked twice in the season debut. The 1-0 shows bunt, pulls back. And did he go? No, he did not. It's even, rather, excuse me, two balls and no strikes on Omar. 0-5 in that opening series. 207 last year, 7 home runs, 38 RBIs. 2-0. And Omar can't catch up to the fastball. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Roddy kicks the 2-1. And De Los Santos takes low. And make it 3 balls and 1 strike on the Cyclones' right fielder. Bloss last year made 2 starts in the Complex League after the draft. 5 appearances, 4 starts at single-A Fayetteville as De Los Santos fouls it back in our direction. And this one will land on the roof, and the count now full at 3-2.
And there goes the first windshield of the season.
Hopefully it's not yours or mine. I'd say I have to be prepared up here. Johnny made a catch on a foul ball early in the season last year. The 3-2. And Omar grabs a piece to stay alive. I believe William Lugo was the man that hit it.
He was.
And Lugo calmly waiting in the hole. Due up after Clifford here in this opening inning. But Bloss, 1-1 record, a 2.76 ERA in the Carolina League last year after the draft. The payoff pitch, and De Los Santos pulls it down the left field line. That one's going to get down for extra bases. One hop off the wall. De Los Santos will stop at second. His first hit of the year is a stand-up one-out double here in the bottom of the first. Just got out in front of that pitch and barreled it up down the line. And Omar, his first knock of the season, and the Cyclones in business in the home first.
Good piece of hitting, and now Omar with so much speed on the base paths, it doesn't matter if he's on first or second, always a threat to go, no matter where he is, no matter what the scenario is, and we'll see how aggressive the Clones want to play this here.
Ryan Clifford, the batter, here at home for the first time, and Clifford takes a called strike, and the count, no balls, and one strike. Clifford, 0-4 on Sunday, was 1-12 in that opening series. The 0-1, and Bloss misses down and away. And the count evens up at a ball and a strike. Clifford last year, after coming over from Asheville at the trade deadline, came over with Drew Gilbert and the Justin Verlander trade, the 1-1. And Clifford out in front of the breaking ball, it's 1-2. Clifford, after the trade, hit .188, 6 homers, 20 RBIs. With Asheville last year at .271, 16 homers, 46 batted in. De Los Santos leads off second. The 1-2, and he got him. High fastball that time from Bloss. There's his first strikeout of the season. And Clifford down for the second out in the first.
Well, Bloss just reared back, said, here's my best pitch. Let's see what you can do with it. And Cliff could not catch up. Impressive stuff on the high cheese from the right-hander.
So, man at second, two-way. And now William Lugo will dig in. Had an 18-game on-base streak dating back to last year. Snapped on Sunday, 1-0-4. The first pitch he sees from Bloss may have been a bit inside, but doesn't get the call. And the count, no balls and a strike. Lugo, 3-10 in that opening series. Drove in the only 2 RBI Brooklyn picked up in that 3-game set. Runner breaks for third, pitch outside. Throw down to third, ends up in left field. De Los Santos to his feet, and he will score the opening run of the home season. 1-0 Brooklyn in the first.
That's the type of havoc you want on the base paths. And De Los Santos, you combine the seed with the speed with the fielding mishap, makes that look all too easy.
40th stolen base in his Cyclones career ties him with Walter Raskin for second on the franchise's all-time list. Next up, Jalen Palmer at the number one spot as Lugo takes outside and the count two balls and a strike. And one of the things I feel like I've noticed in the early going this season, Johnny, Omar seems even more aggressive on the bases than he was early last year.
Which is a good thing.
And he has looked confident doing it. The 2-1. The pitch down and away. It's three balls and a strike. First, let's go Cyclones chant of the season here at Maimonides Park. Great to see everyone that's come out to Coney Island here on this Tuesday to support the hometown team. 3-1. And Lugo puts it in the air left field but got jammed. Coming in a few steps, Fisher. And he'll make the catch to retire the side. But Omar De Los Santos does what he does best, and that's create offense. A double, a stolen base, an error, and a 1-0 Brooklyn lead after one. You're watching on the Valley Live app and listening on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here
all season long. See the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
Well, we apologize for those of you who are with us and were wondering where the volume was on the Bally Live and MILB TV side of things. We got it figured out. Only took us three outs to get the kinks ironed out here on Coney Island. And in the grand scheme of things, we'll take that every time. Alongside Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock. We're so glad to have you with us here. Opening day here on Coney Island. Cyclones a 1-0 lead after one. It's been so great to see everybody back here at the ballpark, especially among our press box staff, Rick Rizzetto, the public address announcer, Jamal Clark, our lead producer on these broadcasts in-house, Chris Rogers, Will McCaffrey, George Whitbread. So many great people to see back here at the ballpark this season, and I know that's one of the favorite parts of the season every year for me, and I know it's similar for you too, John.
A reunion that has felt long, long overdue, but we're back and ready for another fun year.
When you're working in sports, those of you who know at home, it's all about who you work with, and we got a great group here on Coney Island, both up here in the booth and down there on the field, as John Garcia will lead things off for the tourists in the top half of the second. Garcia, Ferreras, and Guilmette. The 3-2 up, the 1-0. And Garcia takes a called strike in the count even. Now 1-1. A bit of a homecoming for John. Was born in Santiago in the Dominican Republic, but lists his hometown as the Bronx. Went to Monroe College in the Bronx before moving on to Grambling State in Louisiana. As Garcia takes down and away 2-1. Garcia did not play on Sunday. Was 0-3 on Saturday, the 2-1. And Sprout maybe overthrows the fastball there. And the count, three balls and a strike. Garcia start the year 2-for-7, a couple of RBIs. 286, or rather 306 with Asheville after joining the team last year. 3-1, outside ball 4, and Garcia is on with a leadoff walk. So the tourists had the leadoff man aboard for the first time tonight. And there's one on and nobody out for the third baseman, Pascanel Ferreras. Ferreras, last pick in the draft last year for the Astros out of Western Carolina. The first pitch he sees tonight can't quite catch up to the fastball. It's 0-1. Ferreras clubbed his first tourist home run on Sunday. Part of a 2-for-4, was 3-for-8 in that opening series, drove in 4. The 0-1 in the dirt. Nice job by Pregent to keep it in front. So even at a ball and a strike, and it's got to be interesting for Asheville. Start the season at home at McCormick Field. Second series of the year here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island, and they might be the two most diametrically opposite ballparks in terms of hitting experience in the South Atlantic League. It's a throwback to first, and Garcia dives back. Now, those who have been to McCormick Field in Asheville know what I'm talking about. But it's only about 373 feet to dead center in that North Carolina ballpark. And less than 300 down the line and right as Ferreras ricochets one off the pitcher. Fielded by the shortstop Lugo. On a second for one. Back to first, double play. Now the entire training staff going to come out to take a look and see if Brandon Sproat is all right, who picks up a hockey assist on what is a 1-6-4-3 double play. But more important than the outs right now, the concern of the health of the Mets' second-round pick from last year. Just a hard shot right off of Sproat. And took a serendipitous bounce for the Cyclones off the pitcher right at William Lugo, the shortstop. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach. Manager Gilbert Gomez, the head athletic trainer, Joe Perillo, all out there to take a peek and make sure everything okay with Sproat. And that's always going to sting a little bit more, especially here in early April with a little bit of a chill in the air. And Sproat going to try and throw some warm-up pitches to show everybody he's all right.
Obviously that where the concern is right now. But how about the infield defense, the resiliency to have the wherewithal to react and still turn two in time. And now Sproat appears to be all good to go, and he's got a much more manageable situation now with bases empty and two gone.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of that bulldog mentality from Cyclone pitchers to start. Similar thing happened on Saturday with Ben Simon and his Cyclones debut. Had a line drive go off him, and he tried sending the training staff back before they could even get to the mound. Garrett Gill met the batter with the bases empty and two out. And he takes a call and strike up and away. It's 0-1, but they're mentioning the ballpark factors between here and Asheville. 4-12 to straightaway center here on Coney Island. Not to mention the wind whipping off the ocean towards home plate as Gill met takes down and in. Bases empty, two out, 1-0 Brooklyn in the top of the second inning. The 1-1, and Gill met off the handle, out of play. It's a ball and two strikes. But the 4-12 to straightaway center here on Coney Island, a further distance than both Citi Field and Flushing and Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. 3:15 down the line and left, 3:25 to the pole and right as Gilmet takes high. And the count evens up 2-2. So that a big reason for why Clifford had different looking numbers, not to mention the stressors of being traded and acclimating yourself to an entire new group in the middle of the season as a 2-2. Rolled over on the ground to short. Lugo in and to his right makes the easier play this time on the first. And Brandon Sproat faces the minimum in the second. Took a little bit of pain to get through it on that 1-6-4-3 double play, but it all counts the same. 1.5 complete. 1-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hi, this is Drake Osborne from Corpus Christi, Texas, and you're listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Well, great to have Drake Osborne back on Coney Island to start the 2024 season. Stanley Consuegra, Junior Tillian, Mateo Gil. 3-2 up for the Clones here in the home second inning, home opener here on Coney Island. So glad to have you with us tonight here in the ballpark and wherever you may be tuning in on the Bally Live app and the Cyclones Radio Network. Stanley Consuegra takes outside for ball one. Last time Stanley played here on Coney Island, he etched himself into the Cyclones record books even more than he already was. The swing through a high fastball, it's 1-1. Last day of the regular season last year, took Wilmington's chance huff deep to break the tie with Francisco Alvarez for the franchise's single-season home run record. The 1-1, and Bloss hits the top of the zone. Stanley doesn't agree. And the count of ball and two strikes. Consuegra, 2-for-4 on Sunday, 5-for-12 to start the year. The 1-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slow arcing slider from Bloss. And there's his second strikeout. He's retired 3 straight. And there's one away here in the bottom of the second inning. Fans calling all kids. The only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see the Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under are invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by Sledgehouse Media. As Junior Tillian takes a call, strike on the outer half. All you have to do, fans, read 4 books in your free time. Tell us about them, and you'll get 2 free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. This is a line drive, sliding attempt by Matthews. Off his glove, gets up, throws to first, not in time. Tillian beat it out by half a step. Great recovery and throw by Matthews to even have a chance on Tillian there. Was a sharp one-hopper, went in and out of the backhand. But Matthews able to bare hand and fire, and Tillian just speedy enough to beat it out, and he'll be credited with an infield base hit. So Brooklyn with one on and one out. For the designated hitter tonight, Mateo Gil. First pitch to Mateo, a called strike one. Didn't play Sunday. 0-for-3 with a walk on Saturday. But for more information on our Home Run Readers program, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. The 0-1. Gil takes a strike, and Bloss quickly ahead, 0-2 on Mateo. Gil last year played 62 of his 109 games with the Cyclones, 208 average, 10 homers, 31 RBIs. 0-2, and Gil waiting back just enough to grab a piece. Still no balls and two strikes. The ring lights beginning to spring to life for the first time here in 2024. Shades of blue ricocheting all around the outfield lights. Brand new lights here at the ballpark. Brand new sound system for 2024. As Tillian back in standing up, brand new seats in the upper seating bowl behind home plate. New food items as well in the ballpark. A lot of things for those who have been on Coney Island to come out and experience something new this year. As Gil takes high. And the count of ball and two strikes on the Cyclones DH. Righty batter with a slightly closed stance. Came over to the Mets org in the minor league Rule 5 draft last year. A 1-2. And Gill, a tapper back to the mound. Could be two on a second for one. Relay back to first from Johnson in time. Double play. 1-4-3 twin killing. And Bloss able to face the minimum here in the second. No runs, an infield hit, and nobody left on the double play after two. 1-0 Brooklyn on the Bally Live app and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey guys, here at Baikal Auto Mall, we always have over 500 cars in stock in our heated facility for your comfort and convenience. So whether you're on the showroom floor, the third floor, or the basement.
Over 500 cars all General Motors makes, Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac, as well as over 100 pre-owned cars in stock at all times.
And don't forget, if there's something that you like and you don't see, contact us, because here at Baikal, you've always got a pal.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Well, we go to the third inning here from Brooklyn. Brandon Sproat back to the Ville. Cyclones an early 1-0 lead. Fans, tonight's game is brought to you by Panorama Bus Doors. For safety and quality, visit them on the web at panoramabusdoors.com or call 973-470-9700. Go to the top of the third, and taking over the play-by-play for the first time this year, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowicz.
Hey, Justin, thanks so much. Great to be back. First pitch of the third is a swing and a miss. 0-1, the count on the nine batter, Ryan Johnson. So how about this? Brandon Sproat, an inning after we saw that double play ball ricochet off of his frame, back out there, right back to work, remains unfazed, and his 0-1 breaking ball misses outside. It is a ball and a strike. Johnson, the nine batter, only guy yet to come to bat for Asheville today, waves and misses at a pitch tailing downward, and it is quickly 1-2 to the Tourist second baseman. It is Cyclones 1 and Tourist nothing here in the top of the third. An Omar De Los Santos double, followed by a stolen bag at third base, and then a throwing error by the catcher trying to catch him stealing, led to Brooklyn's first run. 1-2. This one cracked in the air, left center field. It's pretty well struck, and this one hops off the fence. The center fielder Consuegra over to retrieve it, but his relay in is well too late. It's a stand-up double for the nine-batter Ryan Johnson, and Asheville has their first hit of the ball game, and it's for extra bases.
Really the first time we've seen a Tourist hitter really make any sort of contact outside of maybe a foul tip against Sproat. Johnson really barreled it up nicely. Not too bad from the Tourist nine-hitter. Sets up the top of the order in Tyler Whitaker.
Yeah, for Sproat, couple of ground outs, but other than that, a lot of strikeouts and walks. Not a lot of Asheville bats have put the ball in play and tested this Brooklyn defense, but there was really no play to be had there for the center fielder Consuegra. Back to the top for Whitaker. He foul tips the first pitch that he sees for strike number one. Whitaker today, 0-1, struck out looking to begin this ball game to start Brandon Sproat's career in Pro Bowl. Righty arm works out of the stretch, set at his stomach, ready to deal. Here's the 0-1. Whitaker takes downstairs, and it is one ball and one strike. First time through for Brandon, we saw him struggle a little bit falling behind in counts. That's what led to three walks his first time through the order. See if it's a similar narrative here, or if he's able to locate the zone a bit better the second time through. 1-1. Good fastball. Misses just off the plate on the outer edge. Two balls and one strike. Big hole on the right side for the righty batter, Whitaker. Second baseman Villavicencio holding the runner on. Shaded towards the bag. Essentially directly behind the second base bag. Sproat's 2-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Good breaking ball tailing down and away. And it's two balls and two strikes to the Tourist leadoff man. Whitaker, 233, seven homers, 29 ribbies a season ago. I'll need to get defensive here behind, or rather count even at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Misses down and away. And another Asheville batter working the count full, Really making Sproat labor out there in his first Brooklyn outing. Sky's starting to get darker and darker overhead. New light shining very brightly on the field below. They look outstanding. Here's a payoff. Misses a bit outside for ball four. So a double and a walk to begin this top of the third for Asheville as they have the first two runners on with nobody out for Bryce Matthews. Matthews, of course, first round pick season ago by the Astros organization. It's actually the final pick of the first round. Out of Nebraska, first team all Big Ten a year ago. Just a monster campaign. First pitch upcoming to him. Runners on first and second. Fastball misses away in the lefty batter's box. And it's 1-0. For Matthews a season ago with Nebraska. 359 batting average, 20 long balls, 67 RBIs. Comes into today riding a three-game hitting streak. He's hit safely in every game he's played. 1-0 misses down and away. Two balls and no strikes. It's worth noting Matthews did walk his first time up. Someone who is a very patient eye and not going to do the former Florida Gator Brandon Sproat many favors when it comes to helping him out. Sproat, a deep exhale, 2-0 pitch. Misses inside and leans Matthews backwards, and now it is three balls and no strikes. Dangerous territory here for Sproat. Matthews, a prestigious hitter in his own right, as is Luis Baez looming large on deck. Cyclones clinging on to this 1-0 lead. Just getting going here. Top three in the home opener. 3-0. Thought it would be a get-me-over fastball, and it looked pretty good, but they'll say a bit low. So ball four. Home plate umpire Justin Hopkins calling the balls and strikes today. Shane Sullivan on the base paths. That pitch not exactly pinpointed enough for Justin Hopkins' liking. So that'll load the bases with nobody out for Luis Baez.
Dan McKinney, the pitching coach, out of the first base dugout to have a talk with Sproat. His pitch count up to 56 on the night so far. And so, once again, your Donnie Ventura up and throwing in the Cyclones' right field bullpen. And you have to wonder how many more batters Sproat has left as they try not to overwork his right arm in his first action of live baseball this season.
As it stands right now, it's sort of a weird line for Sproat. Hasn't surrendered any runs. That, of course, could change. It's bases loaded, nobody out. And has only given up one hit. The issue has been the control. He's walked five Asheville batters already, yet to record an out here in this top of the third. And again, Justin, as you noted earlier in the show, over four walks per nine with Florida a year ago, you'd figure if there is an Achilles heel for this very talented right-hander, that appears to be it in the early portion of his career.
Absolutely. Kind of reminds you of the line, for those of you who tune in with us on the radio side, of Brad Lord on Saturday for Wilmington.
First pitch to Luis Baez. Swings and misses for strike one.
And Lord in that game went four-plus scoreless innings, but didn't allow a hit, but walked seven and hit a batter.
Johnson on third, Whitaker on second, Matthews on first. 1-1 the count. That pitch misses low, and a nice job by the catcher Pregent to keep it in front of him. Keep those runners squarely put where they stand now. See how the Brooklyn infield wants to play this if it's a ball hit on the ground. The 1-1, waving a miss. And that is a big-time pitch from Sproat to get ahead in the count, a ball and two strikes. Baez batting third in this tourist lineup this evening and playing right field. 1-2 to him. Just gets a piece, but a foul tip held for strike three. Pregent squeezed it in his catcher's mitt, and a big-time punch out for Brandon Sproat, his fourth of the night. And there's one away with the bases still loaded. Here's Cam Fisher next. Fisher a lefty bat, only lefty bat in this Asheville starting nine tonight. See if Sproat can funnel that momentum from the Baez strikeout into this next at-bat against the Tourist cleanup batter. Cam out of UNC Charlotte, number 24 prospect in the org, according to MLB Pipeline. First pitch. Fisher takes a breaking ball that drops in at the knees for strike one. from Morganton, North Carolina, fourth round pick a year ago, was Fisher. Did play in two games in the opening weekend series, 0-1. Misses in towards his ankles. One ball, one strike. A Rawlings first team All-American was Fisher during his time in Charlotte a season ago. One of those weird college careers that involved a couple different stops. 1-1, swing and a miss, and he falls behind 1-2.
Beautiful change that time from Sproat, had Fisher leaning.
Initially committed to play his college ball at Ole Miss, didn't really play, redshirted. Is preaching out to have a word with Sproat. A big 1-2 pitch looming large with the bases juiced. Then went over to Walter State Community College before eventually transferring to Charlotte. Back up to the D1 level and proceeded to do nothing but tear the cover off the ball.
Walter State, one of the best JUCOs in the country. Shout out Morristown, Tennessee.
1-2 pitch on the way to Fisher. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He chased in the dirt. Back-to-back punch-outs for Brandon Sproat, both swinging, and two really big ones at that.
That'll be it.
So Sproat's day comes to an end, but it comes to an end on a high note. Back-to-back strikeouts. He does leave with the bases loaded and two gone. Your Danny Ventura in out of the Brooklyn bullpen will have the conclusion of the frame for you after a break.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones as we play on here in the top of the third inning. Out is Brandon Sproat. In is your Donnie Ventura. Was predominantly a starter last year between St. Lucie and Brooklyn, Johnny. And Ventura's first appearance of the year. Precarious spot. Bases loaded. Two out. Brooklyn leading by one.
Brandon Sproat's day done. His line not yet final because three ducks on the pond as Ventura comes in to face Colin Price. Righty arm on righty bat and the pitch. Fastball sits in for a strike. Nothing and one to Colin Price. Price 0 for 1 today. Struck out swinging. Sproat goes 2 2/3. Surrenders only one hit. Punches 5 but also walks 5. 0-1. Swing and a tapper. Foul down the first baseline. And it is nothing and 2. Johnson stands on third base. He doubled to get things started. Whitaker on second and Matthews on first both walked. But since then, Sproat registered back-to-back Ks, got Baez and Fisher both swinging, and now Ventura a pitch away from getting out of this thing. Ahead, no balls and two strikes. Here it comes. Breaking ball, strike three called. Your Donnie Ventura comes in and sits down Colin Price on three pitches to preserve a 1-0 Brooklyn lead. Let's go to the home third on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the third from Maimonides Park, Brooklyn 1 and Asheville nothing. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's the 2024 home opener with Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. 8-9-1 due up for the Cyclones here to begin the bottom of the third. Christian Pregent, Kevin Villavicencio, and then Karel Ponce back to the top. If you're just joining us, Brooklyn got out of quite the jam in the top of the third. Brandon Sproat loaded the bases with nobody out, proceeded to strike out the next two. Then he was pulled due to a high pitch count. Yordani Ventura on, struck out the only batter he faced to retire the side in strand three. Now the first pitch to Christian Pregent is a fastball for a called strike. Nothing and one of the Brooklyn catcher. Pregent, who saw some brief time with this Brooklyn squad a season ago, waves and misses at an off-speed offering. And it is nothing and two to the righty batter. Only 7 games at the high A level in 23 for Pregent. Hit just .143. Did play in 4 games at single A St. Lucie as well. 0-2. Pregent flares it foul. Right-hand side into the seats. And we'll do it again in no balls and 2 strikes. Jake Bloss so far has been solid. He's allowed a hit in each inning. Brooklyn did scratch one across in the bottom of the first on a throwing error by Asheville's catcher. 0-2. Misses down and in. 1-2 strikes to Pregent. Yeah, Omar De Los Santos doubled. Then went on to steal third base. John Garcia, the catcher, tried to throw him out, stealing third base. But the throw trickled into left, and Omar took home on the E2. Here's a 1-2 upcoming. Pregent smacks it back foul into the net, mesh netting behind home. And we will do it again at a ball and 2 strikes. Pregent out of Stetson University. Of course, same program that former Met Jacob DeGrom came from. 1-2. Pregent taps one back towards the mound, charging in and collected. Throw over to first in time to retire Pregent for out number one. So heads up defense by the right-hander Jake Bloss. And it's bases empty, one gone for Kevin Villavicencio. Out of the 9 spot tonight, Villavicencio playing second base. 102 games with single-A St. Lucie last year for Villavicencio. Hit .240, couple of homers, 35 RBIs. Wearing number 22. On his home white Cyclones jersey. First pitch from Bloss. Misses down and away for ball one. Villavicencio saw limited action over the weekend down in Wilmington. 0-4 in his 4 plate appearances. Did actually see a couple of games with double-A Binghamton last year as well. 1-0. Villavicencio hits it in the air. Right-hand side. Out of play out of the concourse. Foul ball. Count 1-1 to the Brooklyn 9 batter. Karel Paz waiting patiently on deck. This Brooklyn team trying to grab their first win of 2024 after getting swept in the Friday through Sunday set against the Blue Rocks. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Good fastball with some late life there from the right-hander Bluss. And it's 1-2. Cyclones over the weekend, not a ton to write home about offensively. Hit just .156 collectively from a team batting average standpoint. 1-2. Via Vicencio swings and hits this one very high in the air. Shallow left center field. Whitaker in and makes the catch in the alleyway for out number two. So two up, two down for Jake Bloss to begin this bottom of the third. Pregent grounds out to the pitcher. Via Vicencio flies out to center. And now we go back to the top for Karel Paz. Paz today 0 for 1, grounded out to short. Paz, one of two lefties in the starting lineup for Brooklyn today. Both of them are in the top third. Ryan Clifford in the three hole. Bloss starts him out with a breaking ball without much bite. Misses up and away, and it's 1-0. Paz, 61 games with single-A St. Lucie last year to the tune of a .261 batting average. 1-0. Paz takes a skipper in the dirt, and it is two balls and no strikes. Only saw action in one game over the weekend against the Blue Rocks. Went 1-for-2 at the dish, did collect a double as well. Spent the entirety of 2023 with St. Lucie. Waiting on a 2-0. Here it comes. And Paz takes a strike on the outer black. 2-1. Bases empty. 2 gone. Cyclones 1. And the Turris nothing. Third baseman Ferreris playing well off the line. Essentially daring Paz to go the other way here. The lefty bat. 2-1. He takes a strike right over the heart of the zone. And it is 2-2. Paz calls for time. It's granted by the home plate umpire Justin Hopkins. And he'll take his time on a couple of practice swings before digging back into that lefty batter's box. Paz does stand towards the back of the batter's box. His left cleat just up against that white paint. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Bloss got him on a pitch down and away. Paz could not lay off. So it is a 1-2-3 inning. Second straight frame that Bloss has faced the minimum. We go to the fourth. Cyclones 1, Turris nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Top of the fourth from Maimonides Park. It's the 2024 home opener for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Alongside Justin Rock, Johnny Gadamowicz with you. Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. The lone run coming across in the home half of the first inning. And now your Danny Ventura on for his first full inning of work. His first pitch is a swing and a miss on a fastball to John Garcia ahead 0-1. Ventura, who came on in a spot that I was not jealous of. Bases loaded, two outs, and he got a big strikeout. That breaking ball misses down and away. It's 1-1 after Brandon Sproat put the first three men on. Sproat put the team on his back, said, okay, I can do this myself, punched out two, then was pulled due to a high pitch count. as this 1-1 offering hit a mile high in the air, left-hand side into foul ground, ranging over into foul ground. Junior Tillian, the third baseman, makes the one-handed catch for out number one. So Ventura comes on after Sproat departs and gets a big-time strikeout. So that means Brandon Sproat's line is now final. 2 2/3, one hit, no runs, five strikeouts, and five walks. Won't be in line for the win. Ventura's first pitch misses upstairs to the righty hitting Pascanel Ferreras, and it is 1-0. Ventura, a name that should sound familiar if you joined us down the home stretch of last season. 1-0, swing and a miss. A lot of high heat from Ventura here early. Ferreras couldn't catch up, and it is 1-1. Your daddy working rather quickly is 1-1. Is a breaking ball that misses just a bit outside. It's 2-1. Arsenal for Ventura. He goes four-seam, slider, curve, and change. 2-1 upcoming. The righty fires. Looked like a curveball that time around. They clipped the inner half for a called strike, and it is 2-2. Ventura came to Brooklyn on July the 14th, a season ago. Went on to start 10 games, 3.86 ERA, and a 3-2 record. 2-2. Slow roller, left side. Shortstop Lugo in, throw over in time. And there's two away.
And as a matter of fact, Johnny, prior to tonight, the last time Brooklyn played a game here at home, Giordani was a starting pitcher.
That's
final,
right.
Final day of the regular season last year.
Oh, don't bring that
Wilmington.
Up.
Well, I wasn't talking about anything other than who the starting pitcher was. It had nothing to do with Giordani that day. But Ventura, I will say, you look at the differences between that day and today. Fastball looks like it's got a little bit more oomph to it.
And some late life as well. First pitch fastball misses up and into Garrett Gilmet. And it's 1-0 to the Asheville designated hitter. Gilmet today, 0-1, grounded out to short his first time through. Ventura pounds the zone lower half, and it is 1-1 to the righty bat.
Love the way he's attacking as well, getting the ball right back on the bump, ready to go again. As he false starts there. The announcer's jinx is still alive and well on opening day.
1-1 pitch misses inside towards Gilmet's belt. And it is 2-1. He only saw one game of action, Gilmet did, in the three-game set against the Dash over the weekend. 1-4, a double. Struck out not once, not twice, but three times. 2-1 misses inside. Gilmet wisely wants no part. And now a 3-1 hitter count for him. Two-year collegiate teammate of DeAndre Smith at USC. 3-1 upcoming. Takes a called strike on the outer edge, and Ventura fights back to work the count full. He started at Southern Cal, did Gilmet, then transferred over to Texas, and that his best year there. 3-2. Hit in the air. Left center field. Very shallow. Shortstop Lugo back. Now in on the brown-shaded infield turf. Makes the catch to retire the side. So a 1-2-3, top of the fourth for your Danny Ventura. We've played 3.5 from Coney Island. 1-0 Cyclones on Bally Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea and a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Moving right along, we go to the bottom of the fourth. Brooklyn 1 and Asheville nothing on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network. With Justin Rock, I'm Johnny Gadamowitz. Cyclones only had 3 runs through the first 3 games of the season. They've only got 1 so far tonight, but that 1 good enough for a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth as the first pitch to Omar De Los Santos is a called strike, 0-1. Jake Bloss out for another frame. His 0-1 misses high, ball and a strike to Omar. De Los Santos himself pretty much solely responsible for that 1 run after a double. Stole third base, scored on an error. 1-1. Omar shows bunt and pulls back, but it's a called strike. And it is 1-2 to the Brooklyn right fielder. Yeah, Omar 207 a year ago with the Clones. 7 homers, 38 runs batted in. If he could get that batting average up, even just a little bit, such a threat on the base paths. 1-2. Misses outside, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. And it's a testament to the amount of faith that this organization and the coaching staff has in Omar that even with the batting average maybe a little bit lower, still in the 2-hole. High expectations as he gets fooled on a 2-2 breaking ball. Down and in, went around, wanted to hold, but had his momentum going too much, sort of pirouetted in that righty batter's box. And Bloss has his 4th strikeout of the night.
That's the kind of thing you end up seeing on Pitching Ninja on Twitter. Omar went into more of protect mode, trying to protect himself from the pitch.
Here's Ryan Clifford, first pitch. Big, hefty uppercut, swing and a miss. And it is 0-1 to the former Asheville tourist, Ryan Clifford. Of course, coming over as a part of the Justin Verlander trade a year ago. 0-1 stays high. And it is 1 ball and 1 strike to Cliff.
Never forget that first at-bat he had with the Cyclones in Jersey Shore. Clubbing a home run onto the berm there.
Waiting on a 1-1. Bloss from his full wine, left leg kick, and the 1-1. Another swing and a miss, and a big rip at-bat for Clifford. And it is 1-2. Ryan with Brooklyn in 2023, 32 games, left the ballpark 6 times. Again, similar to De Los Santos, would love to see that average climb a little bit. Only 188 with the Clones. Takes a 1-2 breaking ball in there for strike 3, and Ryan knew it. So back-to-back punch-outs for Jake Bloss. Sits down De Los Santos and Clifford back-to-back, just like that. And now William Lugo up with the bases empty and 2 gone.
Yeah, 3 straight strikeouts for Bloss and make it 5 for him on the night.
Brooklyn still only has the 2 hits so far this evening. First pitch misses down and away to William Lugo. De Los Santos the double. And Junior Tillian did single before getting retired on an inning-ending double play a batter later. 1-0, upcoming to Lugo. William takes the outside for ball 2, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Not exactly what you want to see right now for a Brooklyn team that hit just 156 collectively as a team over the weekend against the Blue Rocks. 2-0. Breaking ball misses low, and a patient Lugo in that righty batter's box works the count to 3-0.
Something he did well all weekend was wait for his pitch.
Operating out of the cleanup spot this evening, 3-0. Lugo takes a fastball for a strike, up in towards the elbows, and it's 3-1. Yeah, he had 3 hits in the Blue Rock series, 4 walks, a couple of runs batted in as well. They can make the case he had the best weekend at the dish out of any Cyclones player. 3-1. Lugo takes up and in, ball 4. So William aboard with now his 5th walk of the season. And just as you mentioned, Justin, that patience, there really appears to be an uptick for the Brooklyn utility man.
Yeah, and it really felt like Lugo was starting to find his rhythm in that last month and a half or so of the season last year. And the great thing is it seems like it's carried into the offseason in the start of 2024. Also had a pretty darn good spring training, hitting a home run in a Major League spring game.
That he did. Now Stanley Consuegra. Wave and a miss and a first pitch down in the zone, 0-1. Stanley's got a 3-game hit streak going. Does not include tonight. He's 0-1 with a swinging strikeout to begin the bottom of the second. Ryan Stanley calls for time after the first pitch. Of course, Consuegra, if you're into exit velocity, he is your guy. No stranger to hitting some missiles here at Maimonides Park. 0-1. Good fastball, but a bit too outside for Justin Hopkins' liking. Calling the balls and strikes today. And it is 1-1.
You know, I was talking with Gilbert Gomez earlier today. We were talking about Stanley over the weekend, and he was joking that Stanley almost killed him with a 117-mile-an-hour foul ball.
He's fooled on a 1-1 bending breaker, and it is 1-2 to Stanley. Now in his seventh year in the Mets system, signed as a non-drafted free agent back in July of 17. Someone who has always had some hype surrounding him as he takes a 1-2 pitch. This is a little high, and it is 2 balls and 2 strikes. Really missed 2 years of baseball altogether. An ACL injury back in 2019, you couple that with the pandemic. The feeling was that that halted some serious progress he had made. 2-2. Consuegra takes up and away. Throw down to first. Diving back head first safely is Lugel. And Consuegra works the count full. But Stanley, an interesting story. Originally sort of training as a shortstop. Was initially kind of billed as a shortstop when he first signed, but obviously has since transitioned to playing the outfield. Didn't play any infield whatsoever in his professional career. How about that? Payoff. Misses inside. Ball four. And Stanley works a two-out walk. Back-to-back two-out walks for the Cyclones.
And now the Torres bullpen down the left field line starting to spring to life.
So we'll see how long the leash is for Jake Bloss. Number 11 prospect in the Astros org. So this is someone who they're not going to let go any longer than they feel comfortable with.
He's right at about 70 and talking right now, I believe, to the Asheville pitching coach on the bump right now. That is Alex Harder. But there is action, a right-hander down the line. Might be one of those situations for Bloss where you get one more batter in Junior Tillian, and then if you can't get him here, or if he does, it'll be a new arm to finish the inning or come on in the fifth.
So a big spot upcoming here for Junior Tillian. Tillian, who does have one of the 2 Brooklyn hits so far today, singled his first time up. Tough series for Junior against the Blue Rocks, only 1-11. Did walk once as well. 33 games with Brooklyn last year. To the tune of a .228 batting average. First pitch to him. And he flares one into shallow center. And that is down for a base hit. Whitaker in. The run home to score without a throw. Stopping at third is Consuegra. It's an RBI single off the bat of Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn doubles their lead. It is 2-0 here in the fourth.
A good piece of hitting there by Junior. Got his hands in just enough to fight it off into shallow right center field. And Stanley got a great jump easily first to third. And the Cyclones, who struggled a bit in that first weekend series with runners in scoring position, able to find a way to create a run with some home cooking.
Again, we used the phrase before, having a short memory. That's what these Brooklyn Bats appear to have done here in the home opener. First pitch is a called strike to Mateo Gil. So it is 2-0 Cyclones, 2 away, runners on the corners. Consuegra on third, Tillian opposite him on first. 0-1 up coming to Gill, here it comes. Mateo takes outside, 1-1. Jake Bloss still out there, even after surrendering the RBI single to Junior Tillian.
He's up over 20 pitches in the inning.
1-1. Gill hits it hard on the ground. The shortstop Matthews takes the easy play at second to retire the side. But not before Junior Tillian's RBI single doubles Brooklyn's lead. It's 2-0. Let's go to the fifth from Maimonides Park on Valley Live and the Cyclone Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com.
For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Goat.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's vibed. So many other...
They're talking about the goat, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Your Danny Ventura now pitching with the luxury of a two-run lead. It is Cyclones 2, Tourists nothing as we go to the fifth. And to take back over the play-by-play duties, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. Top of the fifth inning, Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. And the first pitch of the frame from your Danny Ventura, a called strike to Ryan Johnson in the count 0-1. Johnson, the only Tourist of the base hit tonight. Doubled to lead off back in the third inning, as Ventura misses, and the count even at 1-1. Ventura working with a brisk pace, but this time can't find the zone high and tight. Two balls and a strike on Ryan Johnson. 2-1. A breaking ball up and in, 3-1. So right now Ventura may be working at a bit too fast of a pace. Maybe his mechanics a bit out of whack. The 3-1, and Johnson hits it high in the air, deep left field. Back goes Paz to the warning track. Fair or foul? It is a foul ball. Oh, my goodness. Ryan Johnson missing a home run by a matter of inches down the left field line. I don't know what you thought on that one, Johnny.
I thought it was fair.
I did, too.
To be perfectly honest.
I wanted you to say it first.
I was a little surprised when Justin Hopkins threw both hands up in the air.
He had, I guess, a better angle than we do. Definitely does have a better angle when you look at it from down on the field. We're a little bit higher up. But now the count full allowed, strike two. The payoff pitch, and Ventura strikes him out. Well, Ventura unfazed by the long foul ball, and he rears back for strike three on the heater.
So Ventura now has faced five batters. None of them have reached. And he's got two punch-outs.
Not too shabby for the young man who was once ranked as high as the Mets' number 16 prospect, and that was entering last year as Tyler Whitaker takes outside for ball one. And Ventura, a guy somewhat similar to Consuegra, has dealt with quite a bit of injury throughout the early portion of his professional career. As Whitaker takes a strike, it's 1-1. Ventura really came on the radar as a prospect during the pandemic, of all things. Performed extremely well here in this ballpark in Brooklyn as Whitaker out in front of the short slider. It's 1-2. Really impressed. Put himself on the prospect map, but needed Tommy John surgery after getting hurt during spring training in 2021, and he just struck out Tyler Whitaker looking. Back-to-back punch-outs from Ventura here to start the fifth. He struck out three tonight. Two out in the fifth. And now the shortstop, Bryce Matthews.
It's already eight strikeouts by Justin Pitt, by Brooklyn pitching, Justin. You think about rewinding back to Sunday when the Clones punched out 18.
Matthews hits it well, but off the end of the bat, out of play, and the count 0-1.
I don't know what Dan McKinney, the new Clones pitching coach, has been giving these guys for breakfast, but it's been working.
Yeah, the 18 strikeouts for Brooklyn pitching on Sunday. As Matthews, a swinging bunt, third base side. Ventura, bare hand off balance, throw it at Clifford, keep his foot, no. And Matthews is safe, and the inning continues. But had Clifford been able to keep that toe on the pillow, Yordany Ventura was going to challenge Francisco Lindor for best shortstop in the organization. My goodness, what a play.
Had his momentum going completely towards the third base dugout and still was able to muscle off a very impressive throw over to first.
Well, Bryce Matthews, it'll show up as a line drive on the box score. On base for the third time tonight, and now Luis Baez, who has walked and struck out. Ventura, righty deals, and the first pitch changeup down and away for ball one. But Ventura needed Tommy John surgery after spring training in 2021, so missed all of that year. Missed the first half of 2022, finally made it back, made three starts at single-A St. Lucie, and then injured his pectoral muscle as a throw over to first. Matthews dives back, so then he was out for the remainder of that season. Last year comes back, and after dealing with a cacophony of different injuries, maybe a little bit skittish, velocity was down on the fastball a season ago. The 1-0, the breaking ball high. It's two balls and no strikes to Baez, but don't have the radar up in front of us, at least for tonight's game, but just from a visual standpoint, it certainly looks like there has been a little bit more giddy up on the fastball from Ventura. The 2-0. Nice breaking ball on the outside corner. It's 2-1, but maybe most notably with Ventura, the difference between where he is now and last year, just from seeing him around the clubhouse, is I think the confidence is back to where it was before the injuries. Throw back to first. And again, Matthews able to get back with a dive.
I think every time I've walked by him in the clubhouse over the course of the past week or so, always seems to have a smile on his face.
Always smiling. Dan McKinney, the pitching coach, said Ventura helps translate for him sometimes. Runner goes, the 2-1, swing and a miss. Throw down by Pregent, and the ball gets past the glove of Villavicencio. But Lugo able to run it down. Bryce Matthews, who just got a face full of leather from William Lugo, will walk it off, but Bryce safely at second with a stolen bag. So Matthews comes away with the swipe. And that is his second of the year. But a count 2-2 on Baez. 2-0 Brooklyn in the top of the fifth. Sets above the belt. Yordany fires, and the breaking ball drops in there. Strike three called. It's that breaker from Ventura that has been his most lethal pitch tonight. He has punched out four through two and a third innings tonight and strikes out three in the inning. Halfway home here on opening day at home for the Cyclones. 2-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
bullpen for Asheville. Jake Lawson's day is done. Alejandro Torres's day begins in his first pitch, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Christian Pregent attacks the first offering. Swings and misses, and the count, no balls and a strike. We'll get you our first Coney Combos trivia question of the home season when we continue on here in the home fifth as Pregent takes up and in. It's one ball and one strike. Jake Bloss's day is done. An effective day at the ballpark in his Asheville Tourists debut. It's the 1-1 foul to our right and off towards the parking lot. 1-2, Pregent. Ground out back to the pitcher and his only at-bat this afternoon. 2-0 Brooklyn. Stolen base from De Los Santos. A throwing error creating the first run. Tillian an RBI single in the fourth, the other. As Pregent takes downstairs. Two balls and two strikes. Torres, 6'1", 245 pounds. Will turn 23 later this month from Miami. As Pregent lunging at the off-speed strike three. So Alejandro Torres starts his night with a strikeout. And there's one away in the top of the fifth for Kevin Villavicencio. But Torres, undrafted free agent signee by the Astros last year out of Miami. Back on July the 25th. Made one appearance on opening day this year as Villavicencio gets it off the end of the lumber and fouls it to the mesh screen. It's 0-1. Torres, scoreless inning. One hit, no walks, a strikeout. The 0-1 from Torres, a breaking ball, misses down and away. And the count even at 1-1. Final line for Jake Bloss this afternoon. Goes four innings, allows two runs, one earned on three hits. The 1-1, and Villavicencio pulls his head out, can't connect. Ball and two strikes now. Bloss, two walks, five strikeouts, 72 pitches, 46 strikes tonight. Leaves the pitcher of record on the losing side. Base is empty, one away. Torres from the first base side of the hill. And a breaker just off the outside edge. It's 2-2. Time to get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. I know the name of the website's changed since then, but I'm not calling what they're calling whatever. I don't even know what the name is at this point for what you're calling tweets on X. As Asensio takes outside, it's 3-2. Just doesn't sound as good. Payoff pitch, and he got him. Stepped in the bucket on the slider. Alejandro Torres back-to-back strikeouts tonight, two away. Top of the order for Brooklyn and Karell Paz, who's 0-2. But on Sunday, Calvin Ziegler struck out nine batters in four innings of work, became just the fifth Cyclones pitcher since 2005 to register nine or more strikeouts in four or fewer innings of work. Paz rifles it back. 0-1 on the Cuban-born outfielder. So our question tonight is, prior to Ziegler on Sunday, who is the most recent Cyclone to accomplish that feat? Nine or more Ks, four or fewer innings. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. Get you the answer in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Give you some time to rummage around the brain. Is it a familiar name? Is it somebody that you have to break out of the media guide? We'll let you know. The 0-1. Paz, a tapper back to the mound. Off the hill in front of the bump. Torres, low throw. Nice recovery by Price on the backhand towards right field. And a good first inning out of the bullpen for Alejandro Torres. 1-2-3 on 13 pitches. Five innings complete. 2-0 Brooklyn here from Coney Island on Valley Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
I am the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball
to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Top of the sixth inning, Yordani Ventura set to face the heart of the Asheville Tourists lineup. Cam Fisher, Colin Price, John Garcia. First pitch of the inning, hit on the ground at first. Ryan Clifford scoops on the forehand. One pitch, one out for Ventura here to start the top of the sixth. Justin Rock alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. So happy to have you with us opening day here on Coney Island. Cyclones a 2-0 lead as Colin Price will step in as struck out swinging and looking tonight 0-2. Ventura stands tall. The wind and his first pitch of the at-bat. The bottom fouls falls out of that pitch. Price can't connect it. It's 0-1. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night will give you the answer in the bottom of this sixth inning. On Sunday, Calvin Ziegler struck out 9 batters in 4 innings of work. Just the 5th Cyclone since 2005 to do that. 9 or more Ks, 4 or fewer innings. Is this a humpback line drive foul? By a matter of inches up the first baseline, it's 0-2. So prior to Sunday, who was the most recent Cyclone to accomplish that feat? That's 9 or more strikeouts or 4 or fewer innings. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know the answer. A couple of young fans who made their way out today to come home with a free souvenir. Youngster coming away with that foul ball as Price will head back to the dugout to retrieve a new bat. Reminder fans, tomorrow, game 2 of the series, a matinee. Here from Coney Island, join Johnny and I on the airwaves. 1:45, the pregame show. 2 o'clock. Scheduled first pitch as this rifled into left center field. That's trouble. Will get down and roll all the way to the base of the wall. On his way to second is Price. Throw will come in towards third. So Colin Price has the third hit of the day for Asheville. It's a one-out double in the sixth. So Price, second straight game with a two-base hit for him. That'll bring up John Garcia.
From an Asheville standpoint, Justin, your opportunities today have been few and far between. Important to take advantage when you have a chance to pounce, and man, in scoring position, only one gone here. You want to attack right now if you're John Garcia.
Garcia has walked and fouled out to third tonight. And the first pitch fastball from Yordani misses outside. It's 1-0. Brooklyn tonight, the home whites for their home debut. Cyclones in red letters across the chest. Red numerals front and back. Golden black border. 1-0. This one line to right field coming on. De Los Santos makes the catch over his left shoulder. Throws behind the runner Price at second late. And Omar De Los Santos does a good job on the liner right at him. Two out in the sixth inning for Ferreras. White pants for Ventura down to the ankles. Golden red trim along the side of those. Royal blue sleeves at either end of the top. Navy cap, navy bill. White old English B. Red interlocking C. First pitch to Ferreras outside of the count 1-0. Ferreras, last year 29 games at Fayetteville, at a 573 OPS. One of the more notable high school baseball programs in Georgia. The 1-0 as this a liner into left field. That one down for a base hit. They're going to hold the runner at third as the throw in from Paz cut off by Tilly, and that ball just hit hard enough and just shallow enough that Price, even with two outs running on contact, had to hold.
And I think it was the right call, too. You know, we spoke about that aggressiveness a couple of moments ago, but Paz had that lined up. All he had to do was make a halfway decent throw home, and chances are the runner would have been out. So right call there from a tourist standpoint to hold the runner.
First time Asheville's had multiple runners aboard since the third inning. That's Garrett Gilmette, who's 0-for-2. Popped up to short in his last trip. A time called, and it's going to be a pitch clock violation on Ventura. Second called against Brooklyn tonight. And so he'll start the plate appearance behind in the count. Price at third, Ferreras at first. Tying runs aboard for Asheville. 1-0, high and tight. Chin music to Gilmette. And Ventura behind, 2-0. Gilmette, 15th round pick of the Astros last year out of Texas. Johnny mentioned was a teammate of DeAndre Smith's at USC before transferring, as Gilmette, a swinging bunt foul. It's 2-1. He was also a teammate there at USC with former Cyclone, now a Binghamton Rumble pony, Ryland Thomas. But a good athletic family for Garrett. His dad, Barry, a former professional golfer in the PGA. 2-1. Outside and low, it's three balls and a strike. Ryan Johnson, who already has had a powerful day at the plate, waiting on deck. He also has a grandfather, Garrett does, that once pitched in the Cardinals organization. 3-1 on Gilmette. 2-1, 2-out. Ventura offers and pulled the string on the off speed. And the count full 3-2. So that'll release the chains from Ferreras at first base. He'll be off on the offering. Runners take their leads. Wind blowing in a bit from center. The payoff pitch, and he got him. Oh, the bottom fell out of that pitch from Giordani, and he strands two in the sixth. What a job done by Ventura. He bends but does not break in the inning. And that his fifth strikeout tonight. No runs, two hits, two left, 5.5 complete. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convos trivia question after these words on Valley Live on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Call to the bullpen for Asheville. We got a new arm in the game. Alejandro Torres' day is done. It's the former Boston College Eagle, Joey Mancini, the right-hander on now. Brooklyn 2, Asheville nothing. Bottom 6.
Thank you, Johnny. Omar De Los Santos to lead off against the new arm, Mancini. And he fouls the first pitch to the left in the count 0-1. Omar followed by Clifford and Lugo, 2-3-4. Two up for the Clones in the sixth. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. The 0-1. De Los Santos stabs at a bunt down and away. He went around. And the count 0-2. De Los Santos doubled, stole a base, and scored on a throwing error in the first. And struck out swinging his last at-bat in the fourth. Wide the 0-2. And De Los Santos throws his bat head at it. Foul ground, first base side onto the warning track. Price, right in front of the screen, makes the catch. And Omar retired for the first out of the sixth inning. So time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question tonight here on Brooklyn's home opener. Question today is Calvin Ziegler, Sunday, 9 Ks in 4 innings. First Cyclone or fifth Cyclone since 2005 to do that. As Clifford takes a strike. 9 or more Ks in 4 or fewer innings. Prior to Sunday, who was the most recent Cyclone to accomplish that feat, as Clifford looks at a called strike 2. Guess from Miguel Penango, from Robert Anderson. Also question whether or not Felipe De La Cruz did it. The 0-2 just off the inside black. It's 1-2. Any thoughts, Johnny, as to who
I was? I was going to go with somebody from last year. I was thinking Tyler Stewart. A couple of outings that weren't super long, but very impressive.
The 1-2. Clifford takes a called strike 3. Pulled the string on the off speed. First strikeout tonight for Joey Mancini. And there are two out in the home six for William Lugo. No, it is not Penango. It's not De La Cruz. But you're right on that mark, though, Johnny. It was someone from last year's Cyclones team, but it wasn't Tyler Stewart. And honestly, it's someone who reminded me a little bit of Brandon Sproat in terms of his debut tonight. As William Lugo watches that miss low 1-0, the correct answer, Blade Tidwell, did it last June the 11th against the Greenville Drive. Struck out 10 batters in 4 innings in that game. The 1-0, and Lugo takes up an in 2-0. And if you remember last year, Cyclone fans, I'm sure you do as well, Johnny, early in the season, Tidwell would have starts where he would strike out 7 or 8 guys, but he'd also maybe walk 3 or 4.
Right.
2-0 up and in. It's 3-0. Tidwell's first full season out of the SEC, and it wasn't really until it started getting a little bit warmer, maybe mid-May, that those walks started turning into consistent strikes. And the next thing you knew, Tidwell was up at Double-A Binghamton. As Lugo takes up an in-ball 4, and William has earned his second walk of the night. Came around to score last time. So Brooklyn, a two-out base runner for Stanley Consuegra. But the other big comparison I found between Tidwell and Sproat was also the ability to stay within themselves when the pitches aren't necessarily going their way. First pitch to Consuegra, called strike on the off-speed. What I mean by that is Sproat got into a couple of jams. Command wasn't quite what he wanted it to be early. But he never let that fluster him. Made the big pitches when he had to and kept the slate clean for Brooklyn on the pitching side. Consuegra fouls it back. No balls and 2 strikes. And if you're a Mets fan or a Cyclones fan, you have to be really pleased with just the mental makeup and the ability to stay strong between the ears from Sproat in the start tonight. The 0-2. And Consuegra swings and misses for strike 3. Looked like the slider that time from Mancini. So the former Boston College Eagle comes on, gets a couple of strikeouts, and works around a 2-out walk. To the 7th inning we go. It is still 2-0 Brooklyn on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
How do we create hope for a cleaner planet? Together. We see you doing your part every day, and we're here to power everything you do with clean, renewable energy. We see you DIYing and mindful downsizing, conscious carpooling and weekend beach cleaning. We see you flower box farming, sapling protecting, and eco-startupping. Everyone finding their electric streak and catching the nature bug. We see you inspiring others by using your power for more. All who've long gone green and all thinking about taking that first step and making a simple switch for collective change.
Since 1997, Green Mountain Energy has helped communities light up with hope for a greener future with solar and wind power. So join us for the love of the planet and for the hope inspired by everything on it. Green Mountain Energy, light the future.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Justin Lawson wanted to make sure Brandon Spoke didn't feel alone at the party. Not the only Cyclone making his professional debut today, as a call to the bullpen for Gilbert Gomez and company. Out is Yordani Ventura. In is Justin Lawson, his maiden voyage in pro ball. And as we start the seventh, here's Johnny Gadamowicz to take over the reins.
Thanks, Justin. Yeah, Lawson, the right-hander, 6'3", 205. First pitch, comebacker. Ski ball is over the mound. Second baseman via Vicencio over to first in time to make the play for out number one. So one pitch, one out in the pro ball career of the right-hander, Justin Lawson. Your Danny Ventura was spectacular. 3 1/3, three hits. Excited and cheer rather loud. We have to imagine maybe that's some family out to watch Mancini as Gil swings and misses for strike one. After all, Asheville down in the Carolinas, not nearly as close to Fairfield, Connecticut as Brooklyn, as this one crushed in the air, left field. Gil gave it a ride. It's back towards the track and two steps in front of the warning track. Cam Fisher makes the catch. Well, Mateo certainly juked me out, and I think a lot of people in this ballpark just had the same sensation run through their mind.
Are you talking about the guy sitting next to you that raised his hands in his air?
Yourself included.
I thought he got all of that, but with the wind blowing straight in from the Thunderbolt, knocked that puppy down pretty good.
Two away, bases empty. Christian Pregent takes a first pitch fastball. Inside for ball one. Pregent tonight, 0-2. Grounded back to the pitcher and struck out swinging. 1-0 on the way. Pregent takes a fastball on the outer edge, and it's 1-1. Righty-righty matchup to the Brooklyn catcher. Cyclones a run home in the first, a run home in the fourth. Nothing across the board on either side since then. 1-1. Dirted down and away, and it is two balls and one strike to Pregent. Kevin Villavicencio waiting on deck would be next. Full night sky overhead here on Coney Island. 2-1. Pregent flares it foul. Now towards the parking lot. Two balls, two strikes to the Brooklyn catcher. Asheville hoping for a better year here in 2024 than they endured in 2023. Just 51-76 a year ago. 2-2, hit through the middle, base hit. Barreled up rather nicely by Pregent, who has a two-out single, and he's aboard for the first time tonight. So a two-out single for Pregent, second straight inning where Mancini has sat down the first two, but then allowed a two-out base runner. In the sixth, he got Stanley Consuegra to strike out the very next batter. We'll see what he can muster up here as he faces Villavicencio with one on and two gone. It's only the fourth Clones hit of the night. They're now even with Asheville with four hits apiece. First pitch, Villavicencio takes down and away. Ball one. It's the tourists' first time ever here at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. From the stretch, 1-0. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman, Johnson. Collects and keeps it himself. Plants his right foot on the second base bag in time to get Pregent en route to second base. So, a two-out single. That's it, really, in the frame for the Cyclones. We have played seven. Still a 2-0 Brooklyn lead. Let's go to the eighth on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We move to the eighth. Justin Lawson worked a very clean top of the seventh, so no reason for him not to go out there for his second full inning in his pro ball career. For the play-by-play, here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. 3, 4, and 5 due up for the tourists here in the top of the eighth inning. And the first pitch from Justin Lawson to Luis Baez across for a strike in the count 0-1. Baez, Fisher, and Price. The 0-1, a swing and a miss in the count 0-2. I don't know if the 4 and 5 hitters in the order are sponsored by the toy company, but Fisher and Price are hitting back-to-back, so someone in the marketing office in Asheville, get on the phone. So the 0-2. Grounded foul, third base side, 0-2.
You think that was done on purpose?
I think it was exactly done on purpose. The rumor is Eric Shaver is a huge fan of Fisher Price toys. The 0-2. It's tomahawked in the air, out in a shallow center field. Shortstop Lugo calls off the second baseman via Vicencio. And in shallow left center, Lugo makes the grab. And one away here in the top of the eighth inning. Now here is the first of the Fisher-Price twins. Cam Fisher will step in. End up having way too much fun with that throughout the course of this week. Apologies already to the Fisher and Price families. Fisher 0 for 3 tonight, a couple of strikeouts. And a lefty batter takes a called strike on the inside corner. And the count 0-1. Lawson, as he mentioned, 15th round pick of the Mets last year at NC State. Did not pitch after the draft. Had an outstanding year last year for the Wolfpack in the ACC. As Lawson misses away, it's 1-1. 5-0, a 3.27 ERA, 67 Ks to 17 walks in 52 and a third innings. There is a lively fastball that spotted at the bottom of the zone. It's 1-2. Predominantly fastball slider is Lawson. Started his college career in his home state of Louisiana at Bossier Parish Community College. Kick and the 1-2 pitch. On the inside corner, strike three called. Fisher doesn't agree. Thought it was up and in. But Justin Lawson picks up another strikeout. That's his second. And there's two away in the top of the eighth inning. And Lawson, he was coming out of high school. A swing and a miss. And Price out in front. It's 0-1. His coach at Bossier Parish, Bobby Gilliam, said his only offers out of high school in Louisiana were from Bossier Parish in a junior college in Mississippi. Another wave and a miss. It's 0-2. Well, safe to say the right-hander who had only two offers from small-town schools coming out of high school certainly proved he's a little bit higher grade than that starting his pro career here at the high A level. And looking to close out another 1-2, 3 inning. The 0-2 pitch, and he does. Fastball outside corner. Price swings and misses. Six up, six down for Lawson so far in his pro debut. And he's done it on 21 pitches. To the bottom of the eighth, Brooklyn looking for insurance. Top of the lineup, two up. 2-0 Clones on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Joey Mancini back to the mound for the Tourists as we move to the bottom of the eighth inning, top of the 9 o'clock hour here in the East alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. Happy to have you with us here opening day here on Coney Island 2024, the home opener for the Cyclones. Looking for their first win of the year, Karel Paz, Omar De Los Santos, Ryan Clifford. A 3-2 up to bat in the eighth, and Paz looking to drag bunt himself aboard, comes up and misses, and they say he pulled back. Wow. Paz maybe getting a little bit of a break there as the appeal down to the base umpire tonight, Shane Sullivan. And the count 1-0. Roddy deals, and Paz gets it off the hands, and it's even at a ball and a strike. Was hanging around the cage before the game on Saturday and learned that Karel Paz has more talents to himself than just baseball. Just hanging around the batting cage, getting ready for the game. As Paz off the hands, first base side, a foul ball. It's 1-2. And he just starts kicking around a baseball with his feet, and then he starts juggling it like he's Leo Messi. And I turn to Karel, and I asked him, how long have you been able to do that? It's one thing with a big soccer ball. It's another thing with a heavier and smaller baseball. As Paz takes low, it's 2-2. And with the help of mental skills coordinator Maria Bogart, Paz says, and he said, he's been doing it since he was a kid in Cuba. 2-2 pitch, and they got him. Fastball up and away from Mancini, and Paz down on strikes. So Mancini, his third strikeout, and there's one away in the eighth inning for Omar De Los Santos. Omar 1-for-3 tonight, has doubled, scored a run, stole a base, and struck out. Fouled out to first in his last at-bat back in the sixth against Mancini. Joey fires a strike, and the count 0-1. Mancini, second appearance of the year, as De Los Santos pops it in the air. Souvenir to the first base seats. It's 0-2. Pitched a scoreless inning against Winston-Salem on opening day last Friday. A scoreless ninth inning and the Tourists win. The 0-2. De Los Santos gets his hands up but pops it up. First base side. Who's calling for it? It's the first baseman, Price, with Johnson to his right. And there's two down in the bottom of the eighth inning for Ryan Clifford. The Mancini, 15th round pick of the Astros out of Boston College. Riley fires, and Clifford drops to an E, can't hit the off speed, and the count 0-1. Fairfield College Prep in Connecticut has produced some familiar names as Clifford in the air, third base seats. This will become a souvenir. Mancini, a strike away from a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Same high school as former Cyclones outfielder Chris Fournier, was part of the 2007 team here in Brooklyn. Kevin Heffernan from Super Troopers fame. And the Rangers, current president and general manager Chris Drury. Clifford a drive, deep center field, away back to the warning track at the wall. All he can do is turn and watch the first homer of the season for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Ryan Clifford with number one for 2024 and some insurance in the eighth. It's 3-0 Cyclones. And look up at McCormick Field. You're going to have a souvenir on your pitcher's mound tomorrow morning. Right over the mini circuit signage in left center field. Don't see too many lefties take it to that part of the ballpark, but Johnny Cliff made it look easy.
Well, it's been a frustrating night for him up until that point. 0 for 3, 3 strikeouts, but that is the type of raw power that number one possesses. Clifford leaving little doubt about that one.
1-0 sails way high. And the count, two balls and no strikes. So fittingly, number one picks up home run number one for Brooklyn here in 2024. 2-0. Lugo takes high. It's three balls and no strikes. And a 3-0 Brooklyn lead here in the eighth. Tourist bullpen starting to percolate down the line with Mancini up over 40 pitches. 3-0. Lugo takes high, ball four. He's walked again. Lugo getting those Fitbit steps in tonight. Third free pass he's received from Asheville pitching. Brooklyn one on, two out. Stanley Consuegra the batter. Consuegra 0 for 2, a couple of walks tonight. Also worth noting, nobody warming right now in Brooklyn's right field bullpen, so have to imagine it's going to be Justin Lawson in the ninth. The first pitch to Stanley, hit on the ground, pulled on the ground to short. Fielded by Matthews, on the move towards the third base side, makes the play to first and ends the inning. But not before Brooklyn adds a run of insurance as Ryan Clifford plays long ball against his former foes. We head to the ninth inning. Here from Brooklyn, it's Brooklyn 3 and Asheville nothing. Cyclones looking for their first win of the season in their home opener. Don't go anywhere on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Justin Lawson back to the mound as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn a 3-0 lead here on opening night. here at home as John Garcia, Pascanel, Ferreras, Garrett, Guilmette. 3-2 up for the Tourists in this ninth inning. Cyclones a 3-0 lead. Ryan Clifford adding some insurance in the eighth. Garcia 0 for 2 with a walk tonight, and Lawson's first pitch taken for a called strike one. Some big baseball news coming through the wire during that commercial break, courtesy of Jeff Passan at ESPN, as Garcia, the Bronx native, crushes one to center. Chasing Consuegra back, loses his hat, but in front of the warning track, makes the catch for the first out of the ninth inning. That would have been out by plenty in Asheville. But with a 4-12 marker in straightaway center here in Brooklyn, will show up as an F8 in your scorecard. And there's one away in the ninth inning for Ferreras. Reminder, folks, after the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. Look back at today's game scores from out of town. A look ahead to game two in the series tomorrow afternoon. All that after the final out. Right here on the Cyclones Radio Network as Ferreras takes outside for ball one. But Jeff Passan of ESPN reporting during that commercial break that member of last year's Aberdeen Ironbirds is going to the major leagues. As Ferreras can't connect, it's 1-1. Jackson Holliday, the number one overall pick a couple of years ago, going to be called up by the Orioles to make his major league debut this week as Ferreras takes outside and low. It's 2-1. Cyclones hosted Jackson Holliday when he was with the Ironbirds here last May. 2-1. There's a called strike on the inner half. It's 1-2. That'll be certainly intriguing to watch as Holliday was battering pitching at AAA Norfolk. Now we'll get a chance in the big leagues. The 2-2 fouled off the foot of Ferreras. We'll try and run it off up the first base line. It's still 2-2. Base is empty, one out, top of the ninth inning. Cyclones a 3-0 lead. Asheville, no runs, four hits, one error. They've left eight. Brooklyn, three runs, five hits, no errors. They have stranded five. Wind has died down just a tad here on Coney Island as well. 2-2. Line drive left center field coming on Consuegra. He won't get there. Won't play it on a couple of bounces. So Pascanel Ferreras has his second hit of the night. So, one on, one out of the ninth inning. Garrett Guilmette will be the batter. Guilmette 0 for 3, struck out in his last at-bat. That was against Ventura to end the sixth. First pitch, good slider from Lawson. And Guilmette early, it's no balls and a strike. The series continues tomorrow afternoon, a 2 o'clock start. One of three afternoon games in the league tomorrow. The 0-1. Bottom falls out of that from Lawson. It's 0-2. But Nolan McLean, the Mets' third-round pick last year at Oklahoma State, will make his Cyclones debut tomorrow. Nick Swanson, who finished last year with Asheville, will make his season debut for the Tourists as Guilmette checks his swing. Did not go on appeal, says the base umpire. And Sullivan greeted with a chorus of boos from the Coney Island crowd. The 1-2 pitch, and he struck him out. Just needed one more offering to put away Guilmette. And the Cyclones one out away from victory in their home opener. Fourth strikeout this afternoon for Justin Lawson. What a way to make his professional debut in the last line of defense for Asheville tonight, the nine-hitter Ryan Johnson. Johnson 1-for-3, doubled in his first at-bat. Rounded out against Lawson on the first pitch he threw in the seventh. And the first pitch low. And the count 1-1 and no strikes. Johnson, eighth round pick of the Astros last year out of Pepperdine. 1-0. Up and away, it's 2-0. Top of the lineup in Tyler Whitaker on deck. He would represent the game's tying run. Runner Ferreras not being held on at first, the 2-0. And that's high as well, and it's 3-0. So the Tourists threatening to bring the tying run to the plate with two out of the ninth inning. 3-0. In the dirt for ball four. Kicks behind the glove of Preaching. And so Lawson issues a two-out walk. So after retiring the first seven straight, he's allowed two of the last three to reach. And now the Tourists will have a chance with a tying run at the plate in the form of Tyler Whitaker. Whitaker 0-for-3 tonight with a walk. That came back in the third inning. He struck out in each of his last two at-bats, has been punched out three times tonight. Astros' third-round pick a few years ago out of Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas. Looking to come through and keep this game going. And a breaking ball from Slauson down and in. That's five straight that have missed for the native of Louisiana. And Christian Bregen out to the mound to talk with the right-hander as Brooklyn's bullpen starts getting going down the line and right. Looks to be Victor Castaneda. Came over in a minor as a minor league free agent this offseason, warming up. As Lawson finds the outer half. And the count even at a ball and a strike. Ferreras is at second. Johnson the runner at first. The two out here on the top of the ninth. The 1-1 and a wave and a miss at an elevated fastball. And now the Cyclones one strike away from opening the home schedule with a victory. Lawson holding the ball in his right hand as he leans in for the sign. Brad will tell you what happens. In the air, center field. Easy play for Consuegra. Makes the catch over his left shoulder, and you can celebrate a home opening Cyclones victory. Brandon Sproat, Jordani Ventura, and Justin Lawson combine on a five-hit shutout and a light show for the fans here on Coney Island to celebrate the first win of the 2024 season. Your final score, the Brooklyn Cyclones 3 and the Asheville Tourists 0. Don't go anywhere. The recap report is next. The happy recap to celebrate the return of baseball to the most fun ballpark in America. Don't go anywhere, folks. More coverage coming your way after these messages on Bally Live and the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclones Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Well, you know what's real tonight? The Cyclones victory. Brandon Sproat, your Danny Ventura, Justin Lawson, the first and last of those three making their pro debuts tonight. And how do they celebrate a five-hit shutout? Ryan Clifford adding a home run in the eighth, and the Cyclones come away with a 3-0 victory. Their first win of the season. They open up the home schedule for the second consecutive year with a win, and the Cyclones have found ways throughout their almost 30 years now of existence, or almost 30 or 25 years, excuse me, of existence, to find ways to win on their home opener. Coming into today, Cyclones 16-5 all time in their first home game of the season. They improved that to 17-5 with the win here tonight as the Cyclones come away with the 3-0 win. Let's take you through the game that was here today. Brandon Sproat making the start for the Cyclones against the right-hander Jake Bloss for the Tourists. And Sproat found himself in a little bit of trouble in the top of the first inning, struck out the leadoff batter Tyler Whitaker. But then after Bryce Matthews and Luis Baez walked, able to strike out Cam Fisher looking, and with Colin Price swinging to end the threat. Stayed that way, not for much longer, as Brooklyn was able to make their offense spring to life in the home half of that first inning. After Karel Paz grounded out to short, Omar De Los Santos picked up his first hit of the year, a double down the left field line, and after Ryan Clifford struck out, William Lugo was at the plate, and Brooklyn was able to get on the board first. Guy Brooklyn picked up in that three-game set. Runner breaks for third, pitch outside, throw down to third, ends up in left field. De Los Santos to his feet, and he will score the opening run of the home season. 1-0 Brooklyn in the first. Yeah, you heard it there. Omar De Los Santos using his speed stole third. The throw down from the catcher sailed into left field, and Omar dusted himself off and raced home to give Brooklyn a 1-0 lead. That 1-0 lead got in a precarious spot, particularly in the third inning for the Asheville Tourists. Asheville able to load the bases in that inning with nobody out. Ryan Johnson doubled, Tyler Whitaker walked, Bryce Matthews walked. So bases loaded, nobody out. But Brandon Sproat able to keep himself calm, struck out Luis Baez on four pitches, and then Cam Fisher on four pitches to keep it a 1-0 game. That would be the end of the line for Sproat, who was removed because of pitch count. A very arduous first start, but a clean one by the time he exited. On came Yordani Ventura. He was exclusively a starter with Brooklyn last year when he joined the team. So the question was, how would he fare coming on out of the bullpen? Well, the first batter he faced was Colin Price. It was 0-2, bases loaded, two out. And this is our play of the game.
Ahead, no balls, and two strikes. Here it comes. Breaking ball, strike three called. Yordani Ventura comes in and sits down Colin Price on three pitches to preserve a 1-0 Brooklyn lead. Let's go to the home third.
Now you heard Johnny with the call there. Ventura strikes out Price on three pitches. A 1-0 Brooklyn lead after three innings of play. The pitching would keep it a 1-0 game into the home half of the fourth inning. And Brooklyn, a two-out rally there. De Los Santos, Clifford struck out to start the inning. William Lugo and then Stanley Consuegra walked in back-to-back plate appearances. And with two on and two out, Junior Tillian was ready to attack the first pitch for the Brooklyn Cyclones, and he was able to give Brooklyn some more cushion.
To the tune of a .228 batting average, first pitch to him, and he flares one into shallow center, and that is down for a base hit. Whitaker in, the run home to score without a throw. Stopping at third is Consuegra. It's an RBI single off. At 2-0 here in the fourth.
You heard Johnny call it. Junior Tillian with the RBI single. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead in the fourth inning. And then there really wasn't a whole lot of offense from that bottom of the fourth until the eighth inning. And there really wasn't much going for Brooklyn in that eighth inning. Kirill Paz strikes out. Omar De Los Santos pops up to first. And then Ryan Clifford fell behind in the count against his former teammate Joey Mancini 0-2. And well, on the 0-2 pitch, Clifford, well, he didn't miss it. Super Troopers fame. And the Rangers, current president and general manager Chris Drury, Clifford a drive, deep center field, away back to the warning track at the wall, and all he can do is turn and watch the first homer of the season for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Ryan Clifford with number one for 2024 and some insurance in the eighth. It's 3-0 Cyclones. And look up at McCormick Field. You're going to have a souvenir on your pitcher's mound tomorrow morning. Right over the mini circuit signage in left. Yeah, Clifford put it in a spot of the ballpark where you don't see many left-handers put the baseball, and Clifford, fittingly enough, number one with home run number one for the Cyclones in 2024. Justin Lawson, though, out for his third inning of relief in the top of the ninth inning, and things seemed to go well, but Ferreras single, and after a strikeout, Ryan Johnson walked on four pitches, but with Tyler Whitaker at the plate, Justin Lawson in his pro debut would put the bow on this ball game as Tyler Whitaker flied out to center, and the Cyclones win it tonight by a final of 3-0. Winning pitcher tonight for the Cyclones, Yordani Ventura. He improves to 1-0, 3 1/3 innings, no runs, 3 hits, no walks. He struck out 5. The loss to Jake Bloss, he falls to 0-1, 4 innings, 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits. He walked to 5 strikeouts. Justin Lawson, the save in his pro debut, 3 shutout innings, 1 hit, 1 walk and 4 Ks. Final line score tonight, Asheville, no runs, 5 hits, an error. They left 10. Brooklyn, 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 5. Final time of game tonight, a very manageable 2 hours and 18 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,726 to open up the home schedule. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard before we say our goodbyes on this Tuesday night. One game rained out that in Rome between the Emperors and Hudson Valley. They'll make it up as a doubleheader on Thursday. Most of the league, though, has gone final now. Jersey Shore over Hickory, 8-1. It was Winston-Salem shutting out Greensboro, 1-0. Aberdeen, a 4-0 winner at home today over Wilmington. And top of the eighth in Greenville, Bowling Green, a 7-2 lead on the drive. So out of the 5 games that were played in the league today, 3 of them ending in shutouts. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard today, starting with the big league club, Mets playing in Atlanta, had that thrilling win over the Braves in extra innings last night. And trying to get the scoreboard updated for you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. We look at it as we speak, and we'll see if this decides to populate for us. Indeed, it will eventually. And right now the Braves leading the Mets 6-0 at top of the eighth inning. Daniel Nunez on to make his Major League debut for New York. Triple-A Syracuse had off today because they played yesterday during the eclipse. Double-A Binghamton losing on the road to Erie. Tigers affiliate 2-0. Blade Tidwell, though, 5 2/3 innings. Suffered the loss, but only one unearned run in that ballgame. And Single-A St. Lucie falling on the road today to Jupiter 9-5. Colin Houck had a couple of RBIs for the Mets. Looking at Major League Baseball before we say our goodbye here on this opening Tuesday night at home. Some finals. Tigers beat the Pirates 5-3. Orioles over the Red Sox 7-1 in Boston. It was White Sox a 7-5 winner in Cleveland. Everything else in the big leagues either in progress or about to get underway. Bottom of the ninth, Brewers a 9-5 lead in Cincinnati over the Reds. Yankees 3, Marlins 2, bottom of the eighth in the Bronx. Top of the eighth, Blue Jays 5-1 lead on the Mariners. Top of the seventh in Kansas City. Royals and Astros tied at 3. Dodgers a 6-0 lead on the Twins. Top of the eighth in Minnesota. Top seven in St. Louis. Cardinals shutting out the Phillies 3-0, top six in Texas. Rangers 2 and the A's 1, top of the fourth. It is the Diamondbacks, the reigning NL champs, leading the Rockies 3-1 in Colorado. Just about to get underway in Anaheim, Angels and Rays. Patrick Sandoval against Aaron Civale. Nationals in San Francisco to take on the Giants at 9:45. Yoan Adon against Kyle Harrison, and the Padres and Cubs at 10:05 tonight. Joe Musgrove for San Diego, and Ben Brown, a former South Atlantic League pitcher with Jersey Shore, will make his first Major League start tonight for the Cubs. So the Cyclones will be back in action tomorrow afternoon. It will be a 2 o'clock scheduled first pitch for the first afternoon game of the season here from Brooklyn. Coverage on the radio network and the Bally Live app will get underway at 1:45 Eastern time leading up to that 2 o'clock first toss. Nolan McLean, one of the Mets' top 15 prospects, will make his Cyclones debut tomorrow. He'll go against the right-hander Nick Swanson. Again, coverage at 1:45, 2 o'clock. First pitch right here from Maimonides Park. That'll do it for us here from Brooklyn and Coney Island. The Cyclones celebrating their home opener with a victory, a 3-0 triumph over Asheville. For our entire ownership group with the Brooklyn Baseball Company, our Vice President Stephen Cohen, General Manager Kevin Mahoney, Assistant General Manager Billy Harner, and our entire cast of characters here on Coney Island, including my partner Johnny Gadamowitz, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Maimonides Park. Again, your final, the Cyclones 3 and the Tourists nothing. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow afternoon. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, everybody. So long from Coney Island.
Thank you for tuning into this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.